you know, when I'm performing at my best, I am so far ahead of the audience that I can call on my alternate scripts. They include every blink. They include whether I put my hand in my pocket or not, and it's all so natural to me, but it's all scripted. Frankie Howard, who was so lovable on stage because he was like a fumbling idiot, you would look at and think, how did he ever become a comedian who could wow an audience all night long? And you always felt sorry for him, thinking, my goodness, he's just forgotten his lines. Frankie was such an extremist at learning his words and his gestures that he didn't sneeze or cough if it weren't in his script in his head. Yet he did so the opposite and made you believe he just got up behind a mic for the first time and he's nervous, the poor guy, and he captivated you. There's a professional. When you are on stage, you have every right to be nervous if you don't even know whether to put your hands in your pocket or not. I know a minute before I do it whether I'm going to do it or not. Don't say to me, oh yes, you're a pro. If you're a CEO, you're behind a microphone, don't dare go near it. No more than you would go behind a piano. If you weren't a recital expert, don't go near it.
Jonah, you talk a lot about CEOs, but this would also apply to any executives within a firm, wouldn't it?
Any staff member who can lose a customer is as important as any staff member who can win a customer. And I can bet you that it's quicker to lose a customer than to win a customer. So talk about hemorrhaging. Therefore, when it comes to presenting, well, I put it to you that any expert who has the responsibility to increase your brand, improve your perceptions, is as important as any person who can degrade your brand and degrade your perceptions. So one-on-one presentation coaching, presentation architecture is not reserved for senior people. It's reserved for anyone who can damage your brand, damage your company, damage your credibility, who can bore an audience, because ultimately it all reflects on the company. Fiona, you were asking me before about why some speakers become nervous. I had a case when I was in Duntroon Military College, and I thought I'd be all energetic and I would jump on stage, not walk up the steps. And I tripped onto the stage and the whole thing looked rather embarrassing. Well, there would have been a time in my years when that kind of thing would have spoiled the entire presentation. A one-second trip could ruin 60 minutes of good stuff that had taken me 50 hours to prepare. The psychology of it all is that I have to very quickly decide what is important and what is not. And that instant, I decided that this trip meant nothing at all. And I got up as if it didn't happen. And 1 second later, I had forgotten all about it. Funnily enough, though, this is where studying audiences is very interesting, that although I forgot about it, the audience didn't. Coincidentally, it endeared me to them. They thought, poor guy, we feel embarrassed for him. And they were kinder. And at the end, when even I'd forgotten about it, the people came up to me and they said, great speech, whatever. And they said, how did you feel tripping? And they were so distracted by it for me on my behalf, which made me realise that the audience is sympathetic in that respect. When they see a human fail, you can endear yourself.
You can really use it if something bad goes wrong. You can actually turn it round and it can actually be an advantage.
Do you know there are some presenters who actually do it on purpose to elicit that reaction? In fact, there is a famous speaker out there at the moment who pretends to be so dry, so nervous that he stutters and no one dares look anywhere. Everyone is thinking, if this guy is for real, this is the saddest moment. And then he snaps out of it and they all laugh with great sense of relief, like, oh, I'm so glad this wasn't for real. So what's he done? He has distracted them so they don't think about their email and the car park and anything else. They're there. He's captivated them for that moment. Now he's got to carry it through. So sometimes people do trip on purpose. I haven't. And I don't think I'd want to in case I break a leg or something. So if an audience can feel that you are human, you win some bonus points. I recall receiving an email from a reader, and the email read, Dear Jonah, I was reading your book and I found a spelling mistake on page 400 and something, and I was so glad to find it there, because now I believe you're human after all.